Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 34 to 36. Understanding God who gives a song in the night. We read in Job chapter 35 verses 10 and 11 like this. Where is God my maker who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth and makes us wiser than the birds of heaven? In these chapters, Elihu is trying to address two critical issues that Job had raised earlier. In response to Job's charge that God has wrongly afflicted an innocent man, Elihu explains that God's sovereignty and omniscience ensures that God is totally just in his ways. Elihu also argues that neither sin nor righteousness can change God, against Job's position that righteousness does not garner divine favor. In a nutshell, Elihu openly condemns Job for his foolishness in maintaining that he was innocent and charging God instead. God has given us more wisdom than animals and birds, so we must call upon God's mercy and seek the wisdom of our Creator who gives us song even in the hours of darkness. The righteous person who relies upon the providence of God can sing hymns even in affliction, like the case of Paul and Silas in the first century. God has given us a higher nature than the brute beasts, and this should teach us to carry our burdens to God with a spirit of trust and commitment to divine providence. If we do not cry out to God humbly and without personal pride, we will not receive an answer from God. So what Job needed to do was to stop complaining and turn to God, who alone has the answer to his plight. Let us always remember that God always loves us deeply and cares for us. God intimately understands the difficulties that we are experiencing in our lives and always gives us the grace and strength to go through our trials that allows us to rise above our circumstances. His heart of love is touched by our grief, our sorrows, and our perplexities as he gives us song in the night. God comforts us in sickness, in disappointment, in poverty, reproaches, and distress. God tenderly ministers to us so that we can minister and bless others in spite of our circumstances. Finally, let us remember that God is great in his love, mercy, and kindness. God may not immediately take away our trials, but he can definitely give us songs in the night.